All right. Okay, so we are holding on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis in the middle of Chana's plea towards Hashem and her telling Hashem that either you give me a child normally or I'm going to force it out of you by becoming a Saita. And so the Gemara says, well, that works. There's actually a machlekes in Masechet Saita. Good morning. There's actually a machlekes in Masechet Saita whether or not Hashem guarantees a child in such a case for this very reason. Because then anybody who, for whatever reason, is not supposed to have a child in this world, going through such pain, they will just put themselves in that very situation. So, Hanich Lamanda Amr im Hoysa Akara Nifkedes. That's good according to Manda Amr that says that if a lady is without child, she will be Nifkedes. Hashem will remember her. Hashem will give her a child. Hashem will give her this child. So then, Shapir, that makes sense that was Chana's deal to Hashem. Ela Lamanda Amr, but according to the one who says, Im Masechet Saita im Hoysa Yoledes Bitzar, that this promise from the Torah is not that she will have a child, but rather if up until now she used to have a hard time in labor. Yoledes berevach, that suddenly from now on she will suddenly have easy times. Or nekevos, if she was having girls up until now, yoledes zacharim, she will have boys. Shechurim, if she was having darker children, yoledes levanim, she will have whiter children. Kitzerim, if she was having short kids, yoledes aruchim, she will have long kids. So my ikala meimar. So in other words, it's not a promise for a child, but rather a promise for a healthier child. So then my ikala meimar, what was Chana's taina? The tanya, and the Gemara now quotes this braisa, which says that was a machlokes, exactly how to understand the promise in the Torah. The nixa, if she was clean from this accusation of being v'nizra azera, then she will, according to the pasuk, she will have a child. Melamed, the first mandamer holds, it teaches us she'im hoisa akara, that if up until now she did not have any children, nifkedes, she will be blessed with a child. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael and Amale Rabbi Akiva imkain, if so, yelchu kol ha'akaras kulan v'yistatru. In that case, all women who do not have children will go ahead and do this plan. And they did not mess up. She will get a child. Ella melamed. Rather, that cannot be the promise of the Torah. It doesn't make sense that the Torah would leave itself open to having women do this, because albeit it might not be nice, but people get desperate when they're desperate. Ella melamich im hoisa yoledes bitzar, yoledes berevach, kitzarim yoledes aruchim, shechorim yoledes levanim, ach echad yoledes shtayim. If she has up until now one child, she'll have twins. So my imra'a tira, according to that, that cannot be what Hashem promised. What is the double lashon of imra'a tira, which up until now we said was, Hashem, look at me, and if not, I'll make you look. So the Gemara says, you're right, dibur terik lashon ben adam. According to this opinion, Chana was just saying, that was a regular expression. That's the way Chana. That's the way people talk, and that's the way Chana was saying it. And that's the way. You're right. There's nothing special to be learned out of there. The Gemara now continues translating and darshaning Chana's plea. In the middle of Chana's plea, she mentioned Amasecha three times. Ba'ani Amascha v'lo sishchach es Amasecha v'nosatel Amascha. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Gimel Amas is halalu lama Amra. Chana, Lama? Question mark. These three mentions of your maidservant, what were they referencing, or what were they corresponding to? So the Gemara says, Amra Chana l'fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shelam, Shloisha bidkei misa barasa b'isha. You created three. In this lashon, it's bidkei, so like a checks, three checkers of death by a woman. In other words, that v'amrila shloisha div kemisa, and some say three things that attach themselves, three ways that misa attaches themselves to a woman. And ve'eluhain, we'll explain in a second, ve'eluhain, and these are them, nida v'chala v'hadlakas aner, that is that they have to be makbir on nida, on chala, and hadlakas aner. And
that's interesting. Nida, chala, or deraisa, hadlakas aner is only the rabbonah to do.
Interesting. I hear that. It's a good hara. That is a good hara. But there is a Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos, which we'll get to soon, which says what? But we're gonna get to that. That's it. So we're gonna get to it soon. that there are three, and also it's only for those who don't say Kigavra. So there are, that we're going to get to Mishnah Shabbos that says that that there are three mitzvahs that a woman has, and during the time of childbirth, she sort of goes through a test, and Hashem is like, okay, let's see if we'll get you out of this sakana, because a childbirth is a matzav of sakana. Nowadays, the medical department has improved, and there's a less of a sakana, but nevertheless, it is still a sakana. And the Gemara, the Mishnah says that there are three bidkei or divkei misa, same idea, but different bidkeis, either a checkers or divkei, it gets stuck there. But there are three things that can cause her death during childbirth, and this, and it, she sort of goes through a check. How is she doing in the Hilchas Nida? How is she doing in Hilchas Chala? How is she doing in Hilchas Hadlakas and Ner? And therefore, Chana is saying, Kluma Varti Alachas Man, is the reason why you're not giving me a child is because you don't think I can pass the test? Was I ever over on any of them? I was never over on any of them. So then, why don't you give me a child? Are you scared I'm not going to pass the test?
I thought you're not supposed to ask for a test.
She's not. That's a test against the Yetzer Hara. This is not a test. This is not a test against the Yetzer Hara. What do you have a degree in? You have a CPA?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a test. I, David HaMelech. This is a different type of test. David HaMelech says, don't test your Yetzer Hara. Don't put yourself in any soyin. But this is not any soyin. This is a bid kemisa. This is a test to see whether this is not a. If she's having a childbirth. You have a different question, which is a valid question, which is how is it permitted for a lady to have relations? She might get pregnant, and she's putting herself in sakana. And you're, why? If it's a sakana, then how is she allowed to get pregnant? That's a good question. Vinosata la'amos, so they deal with it. It's not my question. Vinosata la'amosecha zera anashim. And you should give your maidservant zera of a man. My zera anashim. Amar Rav, Rav says, gavra begovrin. I want a man amongst men. A special guy. That's what I want for a child. Ushmul amar zera shemoshech shnei anashim. I want a child who will anoint two other people. And who is that? She's going to get Shmuel, who would eventually anoint for king of Klal Yisrael, a man in Shaul of David. Rabbi Yechonin Amar Zera Sheshakul Kishnei Anashim, a man who is worth the weight of two men. Uman Inan, who are those two men that he's worth the weight of? Moshe V'Aaron. Shenemar, Moshe V'Aaron B'chayna V'Shmuel B'chayra Shemai. Shmuel was equal to Moshe and Aaron. V'Rabbanan Amri Zera Anashim Zera Shemuvla B'nei Anashim. Rabbanan say exactly the opposite. I want a man who will be regular amongst other men. Kiyaser of Dimi Amar, what does that mean? Like Aruch, not too tall, like Gutz, not too short, like Kata, not too small, Vlo Ilim, not a mute, Vlo Tzachar, like Gichor, like Chacham, like Tibish, not too smart, not too dumb. You don't want the kid who's outstanding in the class. You don't want the kid who's outstanding the other way in the class. Tzachar, I believe, is too reddish, and Gichor is too whitish. So a regular, normal, healthy kid. That's what I want. I want the kid who's playing football, occasionally breaks his arm, and, you know, has a regular kid life. That was what she said. But according to the other version, she was asking for a super kid. The shaila is, why was she asking for a super kid? She was not happy with a regular kid. Her co-wife already had a bunch of kids, seven kids. So why is she asking for a super kid? Shlomo Zalman says, because this was on Rosh Hashanah. And in Rosh Hashanah, it's a whole clean slate. Hashem is like Ilu making the, spinning the roulette wheel. You can really ask for whatever you want. So just because last year nothing happened and the year before nothing happened, it's a whole new clean slate. So if she's asking for something, she may as well ask for the best. So Shlomo Zalman says, Ani ha'isha hanitzeves imachem bezeh, as it says that this tefillah happened on Rosh Hashanah, that we already saw. Ani ha'isha hanitzeves imachem, I am the woman who was standing amongst you. Bezeh am Rabbi Shub and bezeh, for this, am Rabbi Shub and Levi, mikan sha'asul liyeshev b'toich arba amash al tefillah. It is, she says, I was standing amongst you, meaning that everybody next to me was also standing. From here we see, mikan sha'asul liyeshev b'toich arba amash al tefillah, that it is prohibited to stand amongst within four, it's prohibited to sit within four amas of somebody davening. You have to stand. If somebody's davening next to you, you have to stand. And that's taka the halacha, that if somebody is davening, you can't sit right next to him. You have to stand. Sometimes, if you daven next to a guy who has a long Shemoneh Esrei, it's extremely annoying, because you won't sit for Uval Tzion. Again, Every time he's davening a valentzina, you have to stand for the rest of davening. So choose your seat wisely. El hanar hazeh his palalti. I davened for this child. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shmuel, Moira halacha lefnei rabbi haya. The Gemara is telling a background story to that pasuk. Shmuel was paskin the halacha in front of his Rebbe. Shenemar, as it states in the pasuk, v'yishchitu es hapar, it says he slaughtered the... It says in the pasuk, right? It says he slaughtered the par, the carbon of the animal, the ox, the aviu es hanar, and he brought the boy el Eli to Eli the Kohen. Gemara says that pasuk doesn't read. What does that pasuk mean? Mishum devayishchetu es hapar, because they slaughtered the carbon aviu hanar el Eli. They brought the boy to Eli. What is the slaughtering have to do with bringing the boy to Eli? Ella says the Gemara, I'll tell you the background story. Amar lehen Eli paskin, karoi kohen, bring a kohen, leisi v'lishchit, and because we want to shech this carbon. Chazinu Shmuel, the mahadri basar kohen, and Shmuel saw, lemishchat, Shmuel, this little boy, saw that the Eli was waiting for another kohen to come and shech the carbon. Amar lehu, so apparently Eli was going to catch the blood. And they wanted another kohen, because Eli was there, so they wanted another kohen to go ahead and slaughter the carbon so that Eli can catch the blood. Amar lehu, Shmuel, the little boy, said, Lama lechu la'haduri basar kohen lemishchat? Why are you running after a kohen to shecht it? Shchita bazar kshera. A shchita, even with a non-kohen, and this is actually how we paskin, a non-kohen could learn how to shecht. A non-kohen can shecht the carbon. You don't need to be a kohen to shecht the carbon. Ayisuhu lekemei de Eli, they brought Shmuel in front of Eli, and Amalei Minalacha, how do you know this? Amalei, it's in Mephor Shabbos, it makes it v'shochat ha-kohen. Does it say, and the kohen shechted the carbon? Look in Vayikra, it says, v'hikrivu ha-kohenim, and the kohen will bring it, which is, k'siv, mikabal of elech. We learn, this v'hikrivu does not mean halacha, as we'll see when we start Masechet Zvachim, but rather it means mikabal of elech. It means from the catching of the blood, from the second procedure, and on, you have to use mitzvah kohuna. It is specifically a kohen. But mikan, but from here we see that the first procedure, which is l'shchita, shekshar b'zar, that it is kosher with a zar, a non-kohen. So, Eli, you see, we have to understand that all the teachings that we have are after they have been debated by the, these are even, you know, prior to the Nevi'im's days. This is the, you know, a lot of these things come, this is in the one of the, in the first generations of Torah over here. So Amalei Meimar, we know this pashat growing up, obviously, that shchita b'zar is kshera. But that's only because of this conversation way back then. Omar Lay, Meimar Shaper Kamet, it's a good diak. Mihu, Moira Halacha Befnei Rabcha, At. However, you just paskin in front of your Rebbe. I, Eli, am your Rebbe. And you paskin in front of me.
No, he wasn't his Rebbe yet. They just brought the kid to Eli.
I don't think it was the first day.
It sounds like it.
Oh, no, no. As far as I understand, he was in the Beis HaMikdash. When it says they brought it to him, they brought him from the other end of the Beis HaMikdash. Not that this is day one in his... You're right. Then it wouldn't be... I don't think this is day one of his meeting Eli. V'chol ha-mayra halacha b'fnei rabbi, chayim misa, whoever paskins in front of the Rebbe is chayim misa. There was this one guy, you know, sometimes we have people who are know-it-alls, and whenever they are around, they always tell you the halacha. So one time there was a know-it-all, and we were standing around Rabbi Zucker, we were asking him, you know, we were discussing the sugya, asking different questions, and Mr. Know-it-all was saying his psaka every time, so I pulled him to the side, and I just want you to know that you're chayim misa. You're kol ha-mayra halacha b'fnei rabbi, chayim misa. You could be a know-it-all in front of other people. Just be careful who you're a know-it-all in front of. So kol ha-mayra halacha b'fnei rabbi, chayim misa. Aisya chana came along v'katzav. He stopped being a know-it-all. Aisya chana v'katzav ha-kamein. Chana came along and she started to cry in front of Eli. Ani ha-isha ha-nitzav ha-simachem b'zeh. I am the woman who was standing amongst you. So amar la shavki li. So Eli said, let me be. And the anche, and let me allow him to be punished because of me. I will ask Hashem for mercy, and I will ask for a child who's even greater than him. Omar lei, no. El hanar hazeh hispalalti. I daven for this nar. Okay, that's no shaykhis, but in this room they had Rabbi Simcha Dax was, you know, Simcha Dax had a... he was diagnosed with cancer a year ago. Anyways, he made a siyum, and at the siyum, he had very long hair. I don't know if anybody remembers him around. He let his hair grow, like, very shaggy. So he said that about the siyum, he said, the pshat is because he was told that he's going to lose all his hair. So he was very embarrassed, and he did not want to, he davened and davened, that he shouldn't. and because of all the chemo. And he said, El Hasar Hazeh, he spelled out this. So therefore, he says he didn't take it off. That's why. So the Gemara says, V'chanehi midaberes al liba, Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yosi Bar Zimra al Iske liba Amra. What does it mean? V'chanehi midaberes al liba? What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yosi Bar Zimra al Iske liba Amra. She was talking about her heart, her chest. Amar Lefanei Rabbanu Shalom. Amra lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam, kol ma'aseh barasa be'isha lo barasa davar echad levatala. Everything you created, you did not create one thing for nothing. Einayim, you created eyes, lirois, to see, and I could see. Ve'oznayim, ears, lishmaya, to hear, and I could hear. Choytem, lahareich, to smell. Peh, ledaber. Yodayim, la'asoyz bahem melacha. Hands to do melacha. Raglayim, lahalach bahem, to walk on. Dadim. So why did you create these breasts? Lahanik bahem, to nurse a child. Dadim halal shenasat alibi, but for me, lama, why do I have them? Loy lahanik bahen. I'm not to nurse a child. Tain li ben va'enik bahen. Give me a child and I will use them and I will nurse a child. This is here just because of the similar names. So this really has no shaykhis to what we're learning. Whoever fasts on Shabbos, they rip up his gzardin, even shel shivim shana. Even if he has a gzardin of 70 bad years, they're going to rip it up if he fasts on Shabbos. If he becomes a parish that he separates even on Shabbos.
You're not supposed to fast on Shabbos.
Oh, va'af al pikein, and even still, Shabbos. But then lemaisa, he gets punished for ruining his oynig Shabbos. So my tekante, what should he do? Amar Rav Nachman Beitzlik, leisiv ta'anisa le'ta'anisa. He should fast one time during the week for making up for fasting on Shabbos. And then he should fast. But then the fast on Shabbos is will and then that will make up for the avera of fasting on Shabbos.
You're not supposed to do a mitzvah through an
avera. Ah, excellent question. That is a valid question.
Did you ask?
Similar question to what you were saying, that it's a mitzvah through an avera. I would say that Tosis points out that this is dafka tainas chaloim, and a tainas chaloim is specifically for, it only helps that day. Like if a person has a bad dream by night, he can go ahead and fast that day. And it will be considered a fast. Even though generally you need to accept a fast the day before by mincha, but atanas chalom is not like that. So I would say maybe that is because it's, so I would say maybe specifically over here, that's your only option. It's your only option, so it's saving yourself. So it's sort of like, not sakonas tefashas, but sometimes you know there's no choice. So then you could do it.
If you don't believe in the dream we said before, it won't come true either. So
well, no, that's not. That's not true. That doesn't. Well, we never said that. No, we said that a dream. We never said that.
The way you interpret the dream. Is
that's
the
a different story. The way you interpret it.
Interpret it differently. So then it's no.
Well, you didn't. If a person, that's a different story. The way you interpret it. But if a person didn't interpret it.
Interpret it for good, and that's
the other. That's one option. That's one option.
So why did he do that?
Oh, let's say it comes along with the interpretation, or like Yosef's dreams.
So if you have a bad dream, you can fast right away.
What?
If you have a bad dream,
yeah,
you can do it right away, or
yeah, a fast for Tanis Chalim only helps that day.
That's why they're doing on Shabbos. What about for Yom Tov or other such days?
I think it would be the same thing. I think nowadays the Chazanish says that we don't do Tainas Chalems anymore because there's so much. It used to be that you lived in your small village and the one time you heard about a bad thing was once in a while you heard about a bad thing and it wasn't such a. Therefore, if you have a dream about a tsunami, it's not because we're thinking about tsunamis during the day. Over here, every single day you hear about something else, the coronavirus. So your brain is mavulval anyway. So he says now dreams don't mean anything.
Because they say, like, oh, here's the question whether you can do on Shabbos. What about
something
like Pesach?
Well, okay, you're right. It's not a good idea. There's a specific mitzvah to Arisa, to eat matzah. But anyways, that's by night. Tanei Chalim Tadafka, day to day. From sunset to sunrise. Sunrise to sunset.
You go in front of three judges also to get rid of the dead dream.
That's another way.
So then you could have done that.
Well, these are not as effective. It's not as effective to do that.
or perhaps Purim. There's a mitzvah of
Yeah, Suda. Right. Okay, fine. Purim would be good. Right. Va'amar Rabbi Lazar, Chana hiticha dvarim klapi maila. Chana, this is an expression, hiticha dvarim, so like it means that she was chutzpedik, that she was what's a good word?
Flung words.
What? Flung words. Well, that's the literal translation. She threw words, right? But it's an expression which means she was not obnoxious, but there's another word audacious. That I'm thinking of. What?
Audacious.
Very good. She was audacious klapi maila. But yes, literally translated, it means she threw words. Klapei Maila at Hashem. She spoke audaciously to Hashem. Shenemar v'hispalal al Hashem. Melamed she'itich dvarim klapei Maila. We see that she spoke audaciously. V'amar Rabbi Lazar Eliyahu also hetich dvarim klapei Maila. Shenemar v'ata you Hashem. He siboisa es liba macheranus. As far as I understand, the Gemara is teaching it that Hashem, you were the one who turned their hearts backwards. And so he's basically accusing Hashem of making Klal Yisrael, giving the Nisayon to Klal Yisrael. Amar b'Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Minayin shechazak Kadosh Baruch Hu v'hoydu lo le'Eliyahu? How do you know that Hashem agreed to Eliyahu's accusation? D'chsev, v'asher hari oisi, I caused them to be bad. Amar b'chama v'rabbi chanina ilmali shalish mikrois halalu, if it wasn't for the following three psukim, nismoytetu ragleihem shel Soyni Yisrael, the feet, in other words, again an expression, Soyni Yisrael, first of all, is euphemism for Klal Yisrael, and nismoytetu ragleihem, meaning we would not have anything to stand on. Chad d'chsev asher hari oisi, Hashem sort of took blame for giving us such a strong Yetzer Hara. V'chad d'chsev hinei kechoyim b'yad ha-yoytzer, ken atem b'yadi, beis Yisrael. Another pasuk is, you're just like the material in the hands of a creator, so too Klal Yisrael is in my hands. So again, that also Hashem is Ki'ilu saying that I have the ability to change your heart back, and he's being masking that he gave us a strong Yetzirah. And I will take out your stone heart from your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. In other words, something that is more pliable and easily servable to Hashem. So again, Hashem is sort of taking responsibility for giving us a heart of stone, and it's in his hands. For us to change. And another pasuk is, in my spirit I will give inside of you. And I will make what? My law, that you should go follow my laws.
So you're supposed to say everything God does is for good, but we're learning from this Gemara that you're supposed to throw it back in God's face.
No, I didn't see, you don't see anything.
Because it's Eliyahu's wanting
to. Well, let's see the Gemara. It doesn't mean that it was good. These people were in desperate straits.
It worked, so that was
not thing. To say it works, but.
It worked. Obviously, God accepted. It says Eliyahu accepted Eliyahu's.
Right. So it's that Bemi Yechibish.
We should do the same thing.
I love Dafka. No, sometimes it's, desperate times call for desperate measures, but it doesn't mean that anybody can use desperate measures. Va'amar Rabbi Lazar, Moshe hitiach dvarim klapi maila. Moshe did the same thing. Shenemar vayispalo Moshe el Hashem, as it says, and Moshe davened to Hashem, and al tikri el Hashem ela al Hashem, onto Hashem. Meaning again, he threw words again, audaciously speaking. Shekain debay Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's yeshiva karen la alf and ayin and la ayin and alf. And they said that you're able to interchange the an alf with an ayin and an ayin with an alf. I don't understand two things. Number one, okay, was that specifically his yeshiva? And that's not really fair. And second of all, that doesn't mean every time. I mean, like, where do you see that you're allowed? If it's a bad thing that Moshe spoke audaciously, so then mecha tesi to darshan it that way. I'm sure there are a lot of shtiklach teira on this in the Chumash Svarim on that pasuk. Debei Rabbi Yanai Amri mehacha Debei Rabbi Yanai says from as follows: V'dizahav. What is v'dizahav? My v'dizahav. Amri debei Rabbi Yanai. Kachem Moshe l'fanei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ribayna shalelam. B'shvil kesef azav she'eshpat olahem b'Yisrael. Ad she'omru die. Because of all the silver and gold that you gave Klal Yisrael until they had to say enough. Who garam? That was garam. She'osu es egel. They made the egel. You gave it to them. And you gave them. And they didn't even want it. In fact, last week's parasha, everybody darshan. But no, please take it. They weren't going to take it. But because you gave it to them, that's what caused them to have the opportunity to go and serve the and make the egel. Army the Beraviana ain't Ari Noyam al Mushal to this is a lion does not roar mitech kupashal tevin if he had just straw, el mitech kupashal basar, only if he had a meat. Only if he's full with meat, then he roars, but not if he's full with just straw. So you gave them that to make them satisfied, And that is what caused them to rebel. Amar Baishi, another mashal. Mashal, Adam Shahisalai Parakhusha Ubalas Evarim. A mashal to a person who has a very thin and weak cow, an ox. He feeds him cress, which apparently cows like that. Suddenly it goes strong and it will kick him. What caused you that you kicked me? These crests that I fed you. Another mashal. That has a child. He washes him. When he anoints him, he makes him smell all good. We're talking about a teenage boy. And he feeds him. And he gives him to drink. So he makes him all satisfied. And he hangs a purse of money on his neck. And he puts him on the Pesach Shel Zoinus. What will that son do that he does not sin? And I quote this Gemara all the time when talking to teenage boys about having an unfiltered phone. What is stopping you from doing whatever you want? You're a teenage boy, you have no musug of the damage that can be wrought in your future life by doing these things, and it's absolutely, it doesn't cost, and there's no mayasa, oisa haben, shalayachata, and it's more like an accusation to the parents rather than to the kid. The kid, he's for sure going to do that. Parents have to be aware of what happens when putting a free zaynos on a child. Basically, the Gemara is saying that a child like that, you can't blame the child. Mayas, what is he going to do that? He's not going to sin. Amar v'acha brei d'Rav Huna.
They had that person sitting in the people when we were looking at him. He put himself in the house that's in there.
But it says a ben.
He says he's not. He's
I know.
Susceptible to it.
That's Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. We're talking about a teenage boy. Of course, an older person can somehow sometimes, and even then, it's a one in a million. But at least a person can know himself. But talking to an average teenage boy, last night I was speaking to the 12th grade in Skokie, and I was decrying the decadent. The entire 12th grade went to go watch the Super Bowl together, so I was screaming about that. How do you go, you watch the halftime show? Insanity. The degradation to women, and that's not what you're going to view them as objects and everything like that. And a couple boys put up their hands and said that they had the guts to go ahead and leave the room during the halftime show. And so I asked them for a bracha. Yes?
That means that teenagers don't have any choice there. Like, we're sure going to do.
No, you just can't put yourself in this type of nisayon. If he's right outside a Beis Zainus with free money, and he has all the people running after him, then that is too big of a nisayon. That's what the Gemara means. So it's comparing it to Klal Yisrael, where there was a huge nisayon for Avodah Zarah, and they had all the gold, and they were all in a great situation, plus they were in charge of their own destinies for the first time in 210 years. So, says Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you expect? They have no practice in fighting the Yetzirah. They have all the gold and silver to do whatever they want. They're feeling good because they just got out of bondage. So then they're not going to be able you need practice in fighting a Yetzirah. So too, not your average kid. Your average kid is able to fight his Yetzirah. But if you give a kid everything he needs, and you feed him, and you make him smug, and you put him outside a free Beis Zainus, yeah, that's going to be hard. Which is comparable to the unfiltered phone. Amar of Acha Braid Rav Huna Amar of Sheshes Hainu the Amri Inchi Mali Crazy Zain Zani Bisha. This is what people say. A full stomach is a bad sin. Shenemar Kimara Isem the Yizbu Seveu the Yoram Liban. As it says, Kimara Isem the Yizbu Seveu, when they were full, the Yoram Liban, and their hearts go bad. Al Kain Shechuni, and that's why they forgot me, Hashem says. If not when I'm Mehaka, another Pasik Varam Lavavcha, and your heart will get big, in other words, grow haughty. V'shachach des Hashem, and you'll forget Hashem. Rabbanan Amri Mehecha, a third pasuk, v'achal, and you will eat, v'sav, and you will be full, v'dashen, a word that means super, not super full, but satisfied. How do they translate it?
Grow fat, okay.
And it means like super satisfied, but yeah, grow fat is good. Upana, and you will turn away from Hashem. V'yibayis ema, alternatively, mehacha, v'yishamein yishurun, v'yibayet. And yishurun, Klal Yisrael, grew fat, v'yibayet, and kicked their owner, Hashem. So all these psukim show that it comes from a satisfaction in life, but a person is, then, at that point, he starts to think about sin. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, minayin shechazak kodesh baruch hu, v'hoidele le Moshe. How do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu was chayzer v'hoidel l'moishe and he agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu Shenemar v'kesef herbeisi lahem v'zohav asu l'baal, as it says in the pasuk, and I gave them much silver and kesef v'zohav, and they made a golden idol. So Hashem sort of again took responsibility for the sin of the eagle. Now we start with the eagle. So my lech, what does it mean? Go down. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Leikadosh Baruch Hu, LeMoshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, raid, go down, migdulascha, from your greatness. Did I ever give you greatness? Elo b'shvil Yisrael, only to be a leader to Klal Yisrael. However, va'achshav Yisrael chatu, now that Klal Yisrael sinned, atalamali, what do I need you for? So Moshe Rabbeinu put his tail between his legs, and Moyad Toshesh Koicha Shel Moshe. Moshe grew weak. He said, Hashem, my master, is telling me to get out of here. So, okay. He didn't have any kaych to speak. So, however, then Hashem says, let me be. Heref me many. Let me leave. Ashmi them and I'll destroy them. You know, you have this person who says, let me go, let me go. And like, nobody's holding on to him. So he's obviously asking somebody to hold him down. So, Amar Moshe, Hashem is saying, hold me down. Obviously, I have the power to hold him down. I mean, Hashem is saying, let me go, let me go. So obviously he wants me to hold him down. So Davar said, Tali B, it is up to me. So Miyad, he realized that Hashem was just, giving him an opportunity to hold him down. So Amad, he got up in his chazak, bitfila, and he was davened, ubikish rachamim, and he asked for mercy. Mashal lemelech, shekoas albanei, mashal to a king who was angry at his prince. Vahaya makehu makeh gedela, and he hit him a great hit. Vahaya oyhavoy, and his good friend, Yoshev Lefanov, was sitting there. Umisyare loymar loy davar, and he was scared to say anything. Amar hamelech, ilmali oyhavizesh Yoshev Lefanai haragticha. And the king says out loud, because he wants the oyhavim to get involved, he said, if it wasn't for these guys sitting here, I would kill you. So Amar davar zet toli bi. So the friends say, Hashem does want me involved. Miad Amar Vehitzilu, he immediately got up and saved the child. Va'ata hanichali, and now Hashem says, and now let me be, va'yichar api, and I will get angry by him at them, va'achala, and I will destroy them, va'asa eschol l'goy gadol, and I will make you, Moshe Rabbeinu, a great nation. Amar Rabbi Avohu, el moli mikra kosev e'ef shelo imrei. If it wasn't for the following pasuk, it would be impossible to say it. What does it mean, let me be? It teaches us that Tafsu Moshe LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ka'adam Shehu Tefes Et Chaver. Moshe grabbed onto Hashem as a person grabs onto his friend Big Day. I will not leave you until you forgive them. And of course, Hashem doesn't have any body or clothes, so this is all euphemisms in, and it is brought down to us in ways that we could sort of fathom it. But Moshe Rabbeinu sort of put Hashem in a. Twisted his arm behind his back. Again, there's no arm to Hashem, but it means, however, Moshe Rabbeinu did it, but he forced him to. He said, "I'm not going to let you go."
What did he say? I'm going to make a whole tribe out of Moshe himself.
Right.
So he should have just said, "Release me," and then he would say, according to that, but
no, Moshe, Hashem is saying, "Listen, I'll make you a big nation. I'll destroy this Klal Yisrael, and make you a big nation."
So then he doesn't want him to save him. So I just wanted to make a nation out of one tribe. It's opposite of what God really wanted. He wanted him to go and save
I know.
Everybody.
Right, but that's he was giving him
so
a hint.
That was a test.
He was giving him a hint. He was telling him. He was telling him, like that's what he was saying, like, you know, you have a person who's trying to fight, and he's like, let me go, let me go, let me go. He obviously wants somebody to hold him down.
So he didn't mean to say, I'm going to make a whole...
He meant to say, he would have done it, but he was...
It was a test, yeah. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
It was a test motion.
I don't know, a test, but yes. Let's, yes. He didn't want this to happen. I will make you a great nation. Moshe responded to Hashem. A chair that has 3 feet. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov is not able to stand during a time of anger. So imagine I stand up the nation now. What's going to happen in 20 dairis when my children sin? Not only that, but I'm going to go to Gan Eden soon, and I'm going to see Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov there. I'm going to be super embarrassed for my fathers. They're going to say, "Oh, look at this leader that we set up for them." He wanted to be great, and that's why he didn't ask for mercy. So it's not even if you want to do it, it's not going to do me any good, says Moshe Rabbeinu. First of all, my children, what's going to be in a couple of days? And second of all, I'm not going to be able to live the embarrassment in Gan Eden. Vayechal Moshe es pnei Hashem. Amar Rabbi Lazar Melamed she'amad Moshe betfila lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu ad shehe. What is the word Vayechal? Ad shehechelehu. Until now, as far as I understand, this means until Hashem got sick. How do they translate that? Ad shehechelehu. Until he made Hashem sick. Like, all right, I'll just let him go. That's what it sounds like. How do they translate that word?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I know, but until Ad Shehechaleu, until who got HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Hifter, boy. What? I might be reading it wrong, but I'm reading Rashi as Hifter boy Ad Shehechaleu. But how do they translate it?
To the extent that he successfully importuned him, okay? Apparently, no. So it looks like they are translating it like you're saying
that importuned. Acha echalev does not mean sick, but until Hakadosh Baruch Hu was maskim. Lahatred means he got upset with him, like get out of here. Which I don't have that. Really? Oh, that one. Okay, fine. Oh, I don't have that either. Really? Okay, so you have a different version than me. So lahatrid, they're saying, but that's not what hifzer means. It's a whole different word.
They're having it until he made a meal, but it's referring to Moshe, not to.
Really?
Yeah.
And did they quote anybody?
No.
Interesting. Okay. All right. I would imagine that it means make him ill. How do they say it over there, Reuven?
They don't translate it. In the notes, they put that it's Rashi's pshat that it's going on a college world for them. In Rashi's, it's impossible to translate it as sickness. You have to make Hashem sick.
Oh, okay, fine.
Instead, they give the Yagas this pshat.
That what? Okay, that was obviously, but so it is translating it as being sick, though. That's what it sounds like. Okay, so we have several translations. As far as I understand, importuned means until he begged him. No, is that the guess of what importuned means? I'm guessing.
Importune has to do with, like, it is really important. It's like a sign, like it's, it goes well or poorly for someone. It's like important, it's a sign or an omen. Yeah, importune is off of important.
Okay, so in that case, shehifter, then I have no clue how they got that from shehifter. All right. So it's always good because we have Masifta, we have yours, we have Art Scroll. Okay, Varava Amar Ad Shehefer Lo Nidre. The word Vayechal comes from Shehefer Lo Nidre until Hashem took back his oath. Ksivach Vayechal, the Ksivachim Lo Yachel Devore. Even though a person cannot take off his own oath, but other people can take off the oath. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. That's what the word Vayechal. He gave himself over to Misa. And if you don't go back, says Moshe Rabbeinu, erase me from your sefer. He started with them. He put them on. The mida of rachamim. Rabbanan Amrim Lamed Shamar Moshe Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Banu Shalom Chulin Hilucha. A different word. Vayichal comes the word chulin. It is not proper. It is chulin. Chulin means it is mundane for you to me'asayis kedavar hazeh, to do such a thing, to destroy Klal Yisrael. Vayichal Moshe es pnei Hashem Tanya Rabbi Lazar Agadol Omer Melamed Shamar Moshe Betfila. Moshe stood up in tefila Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu ad she'achazasay achilu, until he got this sickness called achilu. What is this sickness called? Achilu, my achilu. Amr Abelazar, eshel etzomais. It is the sickness known as the fire in the bones. My eshel etzomais, Amr Abaya, eshte degarmi, which is also fire in the bones, except it's in Aramaic, and it's some sort of fever. I don't have anything more than that, but says the Gemara Darshan is the next pasuk. Zechor la Avraham litzak liyisrael avadecha asher nishbata lohem. Bach, my bach, What is this? What is it? Bach? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Moshe lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, El Mali Nishbata Lehem Bashamayim Uva'aretz. If you only swore to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov by the sky and the earth, then I would say, okay, Hayisi Omer Kishem Shemayim Va'aretz B'Teilam. Eventually, the sky and the earth are going to be batal. Kach Shvu Aseich B'Teila. So too, your oath can also be batal. However, you swore Bach. You swore in your own name. Va'achshav Shnishbata Lehem B'Shimcha Hagadol. Well, Mashimcha Hagadol Chayv Kayam La'Olam U'La'Olam Me'Alamim. So just like your name is going to last forever. So to your shvuah, and your shvuah was to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, so you can't back out on it. These are the type of things that we say that Moshe Rabbeinu was grabbing onto Hashem with. It was these tainus. Doesn't mean that he actually physically grabbed onto the cloak. But to daber aleihem arba as zarechem kikoich v'hashemayim v'chol ha'aretz hazois asher amarti. Hai asher amarti. What does it mean? Which I said? Asher amar tami boile. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking here. He's saying to Hashem, which you said. So it should have said, which you said. With the pronoun is wrong. Amar Rabbi Lazar ad kan divrei Talmud. The pasuk stops halfway through, and up until Asher Amarti is Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Mikan ve'elach from Asher Amarti and on is divrei Harav, is Hashem talking. And Hashem took over and said, okay, I'm asking to you. The Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani says, no, Elu ve'elu divrei Talmud. No, Moshe Rabbeinu is the author, is the speaker of the entire verse. Ela kach amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam, dvarim she'amarta li... Lech emor lehem liyisrael b'shmi halachti va'amarti lehem b'shimcha achshav mani lemer lehem. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying these things that you told me to say back in Paris times, I said to them, hey, yeah, sure, yeah, I'm going to be with you in another. So I said to them, now you're going to tell me that you're chayzer. What am I going to tell them? So that's why Asher Amarti means I said. It means I said it to them because you told me to say it to them. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues. People are going to say that if mi bilti yachilas Hashem. It is outside of the range of your ability. The reason why you took them, why you didn't take them into Eretz Yisrael is because you couldn't. Yecholus is lashon nekeva. Yochol Hashem. It is not in your ability in a male version. And we refer to Hashem in the male. So why did he say Yecholus? Rabbi Lazar was like a little underhanded jab there. Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. Achshav yomru umas ha'olam toshish koicha kenekeva. Oh, you're a female. You don't have, you're not a prize fighter. You can't take down the kings in Eretz Yisrael. So you're like a female. You're not able to do it. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, listen, you got to be fair tainus over here. People, you think people will actually say that? People, they saw that what I did to Mitzrayim and to the Yam. Amar Lefanu, Moshe responded back, Ribono Shel Olam, Adayin Yesh Lehem Lomer LaMelech Echad Yochel La'amad L'Shloshim Ve'Echad Melechem Ein Yochel La'amad. That's to one king, but maybe you can't fight 31 kings in Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Beyechner Minayin Shechazar Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Chayuzer V'Hoydele LeMoshe? He agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu's Tainus. Shenemar, as it states, V'Yemar Hashem Solachti Kidvarecha. And before the pasuk, I forgave them like your words. Tana D'Meir Bishmal Kidvarecha Asidim Umas. What does Kidvarecha mean? Kidvarecha Asidim Umas Elam Lemerk. And you're right. People would actually say that if I didn't take them into Eretz Yisrael, people would say it's because I'm not strong. So Ashrei Talmud Shirabai Moydele. Happy is the student who the Rebbe is Moydele to him. V'ulam chay ani amar Rabba amar Rav Yitzchak melamech amar leKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe Moshe hechi yisani bidvarecha. You gave me life with your words. So Hashem was happy that Moshe Rabbeinu stuck up for Klal Yisrael and didn't take his offer of starting a new nation. Darash Rab Simloi leElam yisader adam shvachei shel Kadosh Baruch Hu va'achikat hispalim. A person should first set up the praises of Hashem and afterwards daven, which is what we do. Minalan mi Moshe d'chsev ve'eschanan el Hashem va'esahi. As it says, and I prayed to Hashem at that time. V'ksev, Hashem Elokim, Ata Hachiloisu Laharis Es Avdecha Es Godlecha Ves Yodcha Hachazaka Asher Mikel V'Hashemayim V'Aretz Asher Yaseicha Maasecha V'Chigvuroisecha. So we see the pasuk. What was the tefillah of Hashem? That pasuk was pasuk in Ve'eschan and Esvarim. It's Ve'eschan in pasuk Chav Gimel. And the next pasuk Chav Dalet, we see a whole pasuk where Hashem is, Moshe Rabbeinu is praising Hashem, and then the next pasuk after that was Chav Dalet. Then Chav Hey says, "Ebrana, please Hashem, can I go into Eretz Yisrael? Ebrana ve'eres aretz atoiva." So we see that when talking to Hashem, you first have to praise, and then you ask for what you need, and that's indeed how we daven Shemoneh Esrei. The first three brachas are praise, and afterwards we daven what we need.
Why does God care what other nations say about Him?
It's a kiddush Hashem.
No, but
right.
He tests people all the time, so why does God care? Well,
he knows. He says kidvarecha. You're right. They would have said that. They would have. So the whole world is for l'kvod shemayim. But he knows that they would fail the test. But Hashem doesn't give tests, so people will know we'll fail.
In Bereshis, he says that I'm going to consult with others.
I know, but that it doesn't.
And they said people are going to misinterpret that.
No, he said there. But here, Hashem is saying, in the future, I do know that people will misinterpret it.
So who cares?
Hashem doesn't give tests to those that he knows will fail. He knows he's going to fail it. So therefore, he said, Kidvarecha, you're right, that's what people would say. And it would not be a fair test. Tests are only good. You can't go ahead and give a sixth grader a high level,
not to fail.
What?
Tests
are right,
to
right. Exactly.
He gave David a test that he failed.
That's because David specifically asked for a high level test. That's because David specifically asked for it. That's because David specifically asked for it. Okay, what? He specifically asked for it. If you have a sixth grader who begs and begs for a college level test, okay, we'll give you one. Simin ma'isim tzedaka karban kain tainis min al barzal. Amar Rabbi Elazar gedolah tefila yosim ma'isim tevim. Tefila is even more can hold more weight and sway even than ma'isim tevim, because she'in lecha gadol b'ma'isim tevim yosim ma'isim rabbeinu. There's nobody who did more ma'isim tevim than ma'isim rabbeinu, and nevertheless, aval bikin lo ne'ene ela b'tefila. Nevertheless, he was only answered through tefilas. Shenamar al toisef dabra elai, as it says, do not speak to me any more than this. By the way, an interesting thing about this pasuk is when I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I wanted to know if I should come back to go dating. So I tried to do the girl hagra by myself, and I came to a pasuk. It had no. It didn't have anything. I came to another pasuk. It didn't have anything. I'm like, all right, one more time, and I got to this pasuk. Vayomer Hashem. This is a pasuk where Hashem says to Moshe, "Rav lach al tosef dabra elai od b'davar zeh." Stop speaking to me about this thing. And it was El Moshe. So it was. This is one of my favorite pasukim now. Al tosef dabra elai. Do not speak to me anymore about this. I mean, Hashem's like, I gave you one sign, you don't know how to read it. I gave you another sign, you don't know how to read it. Stop.
It's your test. It's your test.
So, v'samichle, and he continued, v'samichle, and right after that it says, Alei Reish HaPisgah, go up to the mountain. So Hashem sort of gave in, even though Hashem didn't give in all the way, because he didn't let him in at Eretz Yisrael, but at least he gave in somewhat. And that was only after Tefillah's 515 Ve'ezchanans. Tainus is even more than tzedakah. My time, so if a person wants to fast, it is more effective than giving tzedakah. Because zeh begufav, zeh b'moneh. One is doing things with your body, and one is just doing things with your money.
Vamar Rabbi Elazar, gedolah tefillah. They say basically that the... on a fast day, you should give tzedakah.
Yeah, it's a good shaila. Maybe it means both together, but if it's just one versus one, maybe. Both together, maybe it'll be even better. V'am Rabbi Elazar, g'dayla tefila yoysim in ha-karbanas. Tefila is even greater than karbanas. Shenamar, lama li roiv zivchechem? Why do I need all of your karbanas? V'chsev, and it says another pasuk, ube parisachem kapechem, as you spread your hands out. That's tefillah. Amar Bechanan kol koyin shah. Okay, period. That's, so we see that Hashem would prefer tefillah than all of the karbanas. Amar Bechanan kol koyin shah. Horegas, and any koyin that kills, lo yisez kapav, should not dochen. As it says, and your hands are full of blood in that very pasuk. And actually, that is the halacha that a kohen who ever killed even b'shoygeg should not duchen anymore.
How come on Yom Kippur we don't say a tshuva tefila tzedakah? We don't say fasting.
We do fast.
No, but we don't say that in one of the things that can atone for sin. Ah. We say four things.
Very good. Good question. That's part of tshuva. That's part of tshuva. It says mefurish on top of tshuva. It says tzayim. Look in your matzer. It says.
So you're saying to do tshuva, you have to fast
now? No, but you ask why it doesn't say tzayim. That's part of tshuva.
You got to think of fasting.
Yeah, look in the matzah. Next time you see it, says tshuva. It says tzayim. Yeah. No, I don't think he's allowed to duchen. He has to go out of the shul. They say if he does tshuva, there's a in Kuf Chav Ches, Mishnah Berurah discusses if he does tshuva or if it was b'shegeg. But I think, if I remember correctly, that by hariga, by killing, then even tshuva doesn't help. I mean, you could do tshuva, but he's not allowed to duchen even with tshuva, if I remember correctly. What? They say.
I think that's. Rabbi Langer spoke about this once.
Oh, yeah? I think even if he did tshuva, it has nothing to do with tshuva, it's because of this pasuk. Okay, v'amar Rabbi Elazar, miyoyim shechar beis hamikdash, the days of the beis hamikdash is destroyed, in na'alu share tefila, the tefilas. the gates of tefillah has been closed. Shenemar gam ki ezak ve'eshaveya shasam tefillasi. Even as I scream and cry and entreat, nevertheless shasam tefillasi, my tefillah has been stopped up. Va'aval pi she'shaarei tefillah ninalu, and even though tefillah has, the gates of tefillah have been closed, she'shaarei dima lo ninalu, the gates of tears have not been closed. Shenemar shima tefillasi Hashem v'shavosi ha'azina, and listen to my entreatment. El dima'osi al techeresh, and do not ignore my tears. So in other words, you have to ask Hashem to listen to get it through the gates. Apparently the gates are locked, but they can still get in if Hashem wants. But the tears, they get in no matter what. Just Hashem, please don't ignore them. So there's a difference between don't ignore my tears, which you're going to see no matter what, and please listen to my tefillah. So you can still have a tefillah that's answered. It just has to be chosen to be answered. Hashem, you have to get past the doorman. Rava lo gozer ta'anisa b'yoyim de'eva. Interesting, Gemara. Rava did not gozer a ta'anis on a cloudy day. Mishum shenemar sakoisa ba'anan lach be'avor tefillah. As it says, sakoisa, like it's covered, like the word sukkahs. Sakoisa ba'anan, with clouds. Me'avor tefillah, for letting tefillahs pass. Very interesting, Gemara. Do they say anything on the bottom there? I don't have anything more over here. Reuven, they have anything by you? Uh-huh. But still, very interesting. This is a physical cloud. I'm expecting somebody to say that it's not physical clouds, but the pastas of the Gemara is even a physical cloud. It's a harder... Huh?
The
idea
is that it's surely not that the physical
clouds stop the tefillah. Yeah, that's what I'm expecting. Okay, fine. Yeah, that's what I figured. It'd be hard to imagine that. It's a cloudy day. Oh, I'll skip davening today. But, interesting.
It's a sign.
What do they say?
They say it's more like a sign. It's sort of like, if it rains on Sukkot, that's like...
But they are saying it's a physical thing.
Yes, it's a physical thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Vamar Belazar, Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Nifsika Chaymas Barzel Bein Yisrael Avim Shebashamayim. The word Nifsika is mashman that it got broken. I was...
It's a hefsik.
Oh, Nifsika, it was set up a hefsik. Okay, fine, very good. I was like, Nifsika could mean it was broken, but the Chaymas Barzel was broken. No, but you're right. It was set up a hefsik of Chaymas Barzel Bein Yisrael, thank you. Bein Yisrael Avim Shebashamayim between Klal Yisrael and their fathers in heaven. Shenemar, Va'ata, and you, Kach Lecham Machavaz Barzel, Venasata is a Kir Barzel Bein Cha Ubein Ha'ir. And you set up a wall of metal, a wall of iron between you and the ear, but it's taken euphemistic. It's taken drasha dik to say it's set up between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. Amar, so it's hard. That's part of the doors that you have to get by when davening. Amar Avichanina, kol ha'marech b'tfilasai. Whoever has long tefillah, ain't tefilasai chazer sveikum. His tefillah will not come back empty-handed. Minala, how do we know? Mimoshe Rabbeinu. Shinemar ve'espal al Hashem, says, and I'll daven to Hashem v'chsib asoi, v'yishma Hashem milay. Hashem, listen to me. Gam b'pamahi, even this time. Eini, says the Gemara. V'ha'am Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba, Rabbi Yechanan, kol ha'marech b'tfilasai. Whoever has a long tefillah, u'ma'ayin ba, and looks into it. That's going to be the difference. Soif v'alidei ke'ev lev. He eventually will have heartbreak. Shenemar techeles memushcha machle lev. A long entreaty, means a long davening, causes one's heart to be sick. Maite kante, what should he do? Yasik b'teir, learn teir. Shenemar ve'etzchaim ta'ava ba'ava ve'ein etzchaim el teir. And etzchaim, a tree of life, is teir. Shenemar etzchaim hila machazikim ba. So the Gemara, so should you have a long tefillah or not? The Gemara says, loikasha. Hadam ma'arech umma'ayin ba. Hadam ma'arech v'loy ma'ayin ba. It depends on why and how you're davening. If a person davens and he says, no matter what happens, Hashem, I'm going to listen to you and I'm going to be... So then you can have as long tefillah as he wants. But if a person is ma'ayin ba, meaning explains Rashi that he's davening and he's hoping for the results, and if he doesn't get his results, he's going to be depressed. Then somebody who has a long tefillah, he's going to expect that, oh, Hashem's going to listen to me. I just davened a half an hour Shemana Esrei. I'm for sure going to get answered. And then lo and behold, he doesn't get answered. He is going to get depressed. So a person has to daven knowing that whatever happens, it's for his good. And you see, we have to understand that when a person davens, everything that a person needs in this world and wants in this world is set up so that you daven, and the davening is the relationship with Hashem. That is the result. That's not the means to get the result, which is what you want. So if a person realizes that, hey, I just davened a half an hour Shemana Esrei, that's great, and regardless if Hashem answers me or not, I now have a deeper relationship with Hashem, so then he's going to be happy. However, if a person only davened because he wanted the result, that's called ma'ayin ba, and he will have a machal alev. Now, sometimes he'll get answered, but sometimes he won't. Now, if a person sees that he is... he's davening and he's not answered, what should he do? Yachzav yispal, daven again. Shenemar, kavi Hashem chazak v'yam yisdibecha, v'kavi Hashem. And what happens if he's not answered? He should daven again. Tanu rabbanan arba tzrichim chizuk. Four things need chizuk. Oh, okay, we'll have to stop over here.
The U.S. answer was no.
Right, that is true. Says by Vlay Nana, though.
Amen.
Nobody's superstitious.
Amen.